Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World class rock.
All right, weekend's here. Very nice. And finally, I think, well, I know we're never out of the woods until May long, but I got a good feeling about this weekend. I think we're trending in the right direction.
Friggin' better be.
Yeah, no, we're not going to be in the minuses overnight anymore, so that's a good sign.
As I said,
we're freezing.
Yeah, step okay, in the right direction.
Yeah, exactly.
KB coming down here after 8:30. We got F the Boss Fridays coming up at 9. We got more truth tickets and announcement coming up. We'll do it right on a Friday. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Reno. We start now. City FM World Class Rock. It's payday today, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. I've worked in a whole bunch of different places where, like throughout. I mean, I was at Dickie D once upon a time, and I worked at Verzani's. Do you remember Verzani's, the old shoe store?
Yes, I do.
Sorry. I'm dropping this Friday. Yes, I do remember Verzani's.
And yeah, there was some places that pay you every second Friday,
mm-hmm,
and that's the way we have it set up with Rogers. And there's other places that pay you, like, twice a month, like the 1st and the 15th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's weird. I mean, you get so accustomed to one that once you go to the other one, you're just like, oh, God, it's not payday yet. You know what I mean? It's weird. Like, this, because if you get paid twice a month, there's some of those months where you almost get paid, like, three times, it feels like. Other
yeah,
times, you only get paid twice, and it really, yeah, it's weird.
This is going to sound like I have so much money, I don't even notice payday anymore. But that's not what this is. I just have such a structure in my life with payments coming out, and I know what's coming out, yeah, and what month, and what, you know, so that I barely notice payday anymore because it's so...
We're so trusting, though, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you say that and you think about it, you just go, oh, yeah, no, the bank takes out this amount of money on this day and this amount of money on this day.
I know.
Dum, dum, dum.
Well,
it's like you just trust everybody to think you're going to take out the right amount. You're not screwing me over. It's just, it's scheduled. These payments come out no matter what.
My wife was, you know, but it was, I was almost going to call her a psycho. That wouldn't have gone well. But she's very anal when it comes to that. So I kind of, maybe I don't check it as much as I should because I know that she's...
She's going over everything with a fine-tooth comb, yeah.
You know, she knows what's coming out. Like, she would notice it, so...
But crazy how things change, though, right?
It is, yeah. When you,
but I mean, just think about it. Go back about 15 years. Rena, go back about 6 years. And just think about, I mean, things are probably not a whole lot different for you, but I mean, payday is like, all right, I got payday. How much food do I have in the fridge? How much do I have for beer? How much do I have? You know what I mean?
In a case of beer, it's payday.
Yeah.
And then you'd have to.
That's a priority.
Or how about mailing in your bill, like bill payments? Like you'd have to sit and pull out the bills.
I don't think I ever did that.
And get a check out.
No, I never did the mail in the check.
I'd have to do it much, but a little bit right before we got to, you know, when I was younger.
Right.
I had to sit around and mail in bill, mail in Visa payments.
Listen,
that sucked.
The biggest effort I had to put out for paying bills is I actually have to go down to the ATM and put anything in one at a time and that from this account.
Yeah.
But now is you just do it from your mobile device or online or whatever it is.
It is way more convenient paying bills.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't enjoy it anymore than we used to, but it's a lot easier.
But anyways, for those that it's payday today, it's payday today.
Yes.
Case of beer coming up. All right, Phil, when I die, I want you to do me a favor and follow every single request I have down to the letter, okay?
Okay.
Because I want a Chinese
no,
tradition.
No, because then you're going to have Phil put on a Darth Vader outfit,
yeah,
come to the funeral.
No, actually, believe it or not, I want something that has to do with Chinese tradition.
Okay.
Okay, now in Chinese tradition, they want, it's good to try and get you in the afterlife to have as many people as possible. Like, the bigger your funeral, the better chances you have of having a good afterlife, okay? So what they've been doing is having funeral strippers because it attracts a bigger audience.
Oh, that's not
a bad idea. This is legit. And the Chinese government is actually cracking down on it now. They're like, no more strippers at funerals. This is ridiculous.
Why not? It's your funeral. You're dead.
That's what I said.
Jeez,
whatever brings more people into my funeral to get me to the afterlife, whatever it takes. But
is
the Chinese
dancing next to the... Like the coffin, and
yeah,
the dead
like
body
just like
stuff?
Stripping right down, like oh sure, yeah, just doing their thing right there. And like, what a way to go! What a way to get welcomed into the afterlife that having a little
strippers, yeah.
You follow that to the letter.
Okay, I'm on it.
Thank you.
You know if anybody's gonna take a request for strippers seriously,
boom,
it's this guy right here,
right there.
Okay, if you're a quarterback in the NFL or just a quarterback anywhere, there is nothing worse for you than to be called out by a kicker. Like, that is as bad as it can get. Jay Feely, NFL kicker, veteran kicker, was on a Jim Rome show the other day.
Right.
Showtime. You can actually catch it on HBO. And this is what he had to say about Tim Tebow signing with the Philadelphia Eagles.
He was the single worst quarterback I ever saw in my career in the NFL. Like, I watched him one day. I sat and watched him do routes on air with Ken Wisenhunt as we were playing the Broncos. And Ryle Sennier, there's no DBs. There's, you know exactly what he's going to run. There's no pass rush. He had like 13 incompletions in Ryle Sennier. Like, Jim, you and I could go out and do Ryle Sennier, and we'd complete most of our passes.
Okay, so when I hear a kicker call out a quarterback, right away it reminds me of the time Vanderjagt went after Manning.
Oh, that was great.
And, of course, this is what Manning had to say.
Here we are. I'm out of my third Pro Bowl. We're talking about our idiot kicker who got liquored up and ran his mouth off. So what has the sports world come to? We're talking about idiot kickers. He has ruined kickers for life.
You know, man, it was brilliant, Rena, because Peyton Manning, being the consummate professional that he is, basically made the media look silly because they all kind of went, oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Sorry, Peyton. Just kind of strolled away slowly. But, man, the guy is just, he defused it perfectly.
Oh, it was awesome.
It was perfect. Right. It was perfect.
He mentioned idiot. Like, that interview went on and on. I cut, like, 20 seconds. He mentioned idiot kicker, like, 20 times.
And Vanderjagt ended up not playing in the NFL for very much longer.
You don't. If you're on Peyton Manning's team, you just shut up.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you're the kicker.
The legal battle over construction flaws at Investors Group Field is heating up. Stuart Olson, the construction company that built the stadium, they're being sued by the stadium's owners, Triple B, and the Bombers are the main tenant of the stadium. So Triple B claims that there's a number of flaws at the stadium, including those drainage issues we've all been hearing about. They say it's costing them about $5 million to repair. And Stuart Olson has finally made a statement, and they're putting the blame back on Triple B, and they're blaming the provincial government. So basically, Stuart Olson claims the plaintiff and the province knowingly approved a design without regard for the problems that the plaintiff now pleads as being the responsibility of Stuart Olson. And the statement goes on to allege the stadium was also rushed and that there wasn't enough money given to them, and this is why there's all these issues with the stadium now.
It's pretty typical with legal proceedings, though. You're not going to see Stuart Olson go, it was, you're right, it's all our fault, what do you need? Where's our
checkbook? Well, they say the province of Manitoba wanted to complete the project as fast as possible, so that led to some of the flaws. And they say for projects this big, they usually are given way more time and a way bigger budget, so
Hang on. Wasn't the stadium made like a year late? And they were rushed?
Yeah.
Huh?
Feels like a lot of people playing the, hey, it wasn't our fault game.
Yeah, a lot of finger pointing.
That's why we have court. We'll figure out whose fault it was.
Comes down to, you know whose fault it is? If you really want to, Troy Westwood.
Yes.
If he would have hit those field goals, we wouldn't even be talking about this right now.
Blame Westwood, and if you get bored of doing that, blame Mike Kelly.
That's
as far as Bomber stuff goes.
Pin it on somebody, you pin it on those two. That's what's trending. Drop us an email, 92cityfm.ca.
City traffic.
Blame the idiot kicker, Phil. When all else fails, just blame the idiot kicker.
You're liquored up, idiot kicker. We're talking about my idiot kicker.
Here
I got liquored up.
I love Peyton. Here I am on my third Pro Bowl, and we're talking about some idiot kicker who got liquored up and ran his mouth. I mean, there's nothing more southern than that. That's the boy that was born and raised in Louisiana.
This is one of the funniest sound bites ever.
Yeah. 92 City FM, world-class rock, 646 Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rena on a Friday morning. Good morning.
16 is the high for today. It'll be nice this weekend. 2 degrees right now.
Coming up this morning, being that it's Friday, Kelly Butler, KB, in studio at 8:30, and F the Boss Friday.
Oh, we haven't even chosen anything for F the Boss Friday.
I was going to make a master list this week of like 100 songs that we could choose.
You chose a great one last week.
Right.
Dead Leaves in the Dirty Ground.
We'll come to some kind of agreement on a good one this morning. There's so much to choose from.
Rena wanted OMC, How Bizarre. How Bizarre. How Bizarre.
It's not a bad idea.
I'd listen to that.
What about Check the OR?
Oh, yeah, a little Tom Green.
Check the OR. You like it so far?
Yeah, a little Canadian white guy rap, Rena.
Oh, boy.
Boom.
Excited.
Phil and I were chatting off the air about tomorrow night. It's going to be a really cool hockey night in Canada. Flames, Canucks, Game 6. It's going to be at a decent time, not this super late start.
Love that.
It's a Saturday night. Don't have to go to bed.
So sitting there last night, and it's after two periods, Flames and Canucks, and it's a good hockey game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, I really want to stay up and watch you. And at this point, I'm addressing the TV. I'm like talking to the TV. This is where I'm at.
This is when you know you have a problem.
Right, with losing my mind with NHL playoffs. I'm like, I'd really like to sit and hang out with you for another period TV, but I can't do it. I got to go to bed. It's already whatever time it was.
Were you just practicing about the same conversation you're going to have with your wife right after?
Yeah, typically that's very similar. So listen, the TV doesn't talk back.
I'd love to hang out with you more, but I'm just late and I'm tired and I don't want to hear about your day.
But yes. But it's nice when the weekend arrives because then you we can stay up a little later and watch these games.
And the weather's going to be half decent too, so I'm looking forward to getting outside with the boys and getting the stink blown off them. You getting any other plans this weekend?
I'm out at Capital Four tomorrow morning.
Whoa, hey.
By Polo Park starting at 10 o'clock, 10 a.m.
So you'd be 10 to 2 then, I'm assuming.
Come say hello, yeah.
Very nice. And Rena, any plans?
No major plans, no. Yeah. Gonna probably cut the grass. I don't know, is it too early to cut the grass?
Probably.
We resodded the grass in the fall, so it got a bit of water. Like, we watered it a lot, and then it snowed right away. So now it's kind of like a long, and it's kind of green and kind of brown. Like, everyone's just turning green, and I'm like, do I need to cut the grass? I don't know what to do.
Ah. Don't you have a man to do that?
Yeah, well, he doesn't know either. He's like, I don't know, should I cut it? Yeah. Everyone else is looking pretty green. I'm like, I know, okay, maybe cut it. Maybe it needs more sun. I don't know.
All right. Well, I'm curious to hear about how this goes on Monday.
That's my weekend. Yep. Exciting.
Rena's grass story Monday morning. Stay tuned. 6:49.
City traffic.
It's kind of like that one patch. If you had like a one patch of hair on your back, you don't know why it's there. It's like, do I leave it? Do I shave it?
No, you shave that.
Yeah, you shave that. So
guys get that when they get older.
Then it grows back even thicker and darker once you shave it.
Treat your lawn like your back, Rena. Just shave that patch off.
What? Yeah. It's deep, Wheeler. So deep.
92 City FM, world-class rock, Aussie Crazy Train. 7:05, Friday morning, less than 2 hours away from F the Boss Fridays. It's one of our favorite segments here. Brand new segment, only about 3 weeks old.
It replaced Freedom Friday.
Yeah, because the boss decided to, enough of this Freedom Friday stuff. You guys are getting way off course as far as, you know, the music. And we do a lot of research around, a lot of research as far as what the people want to hear. And then we say, that's so rock and roll, man. There's nothing that says anti-establishment and rock and roll like friggin' research.
Although, I will say that we do give the listeners a chance to participate in these surveys about the music that they like, which I think is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, very cool. So, but what we do at 9 o'clock is we play something that's just completely outside of what we normally play, and it's just an opportunity for us to really piss the boss off.
You know what I should say? It's not always bands you've never heard of. You know, we played a Pearl Jam song a couple weeks ago. It's maybe going a couple
deep tracks.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 16 is the high for today with a mix of sun and cloud. We're at 2 degrees.
The Morning Wood should be in your inbox now. If not, it will be there momentarily if you're a 92 City FM Empire member. And within all the normal stuff, the crush of the day, your sports scores, weather, and then on Fridays, we always try to include a movie that's opening this weekend. New Russell Crowe flick, Water Diviner. So there's a trailer for that movie within the wood today.
And he's taking a crack at, he's directing this one, I think, isn't he?
Oh, is he? I didn't know that.
I think so. And they're saying it's a pretty major undertaking. I think he's like co-producing and directing and starring. So this is like, for Russell Crowe, he's putting all his eggs in this basket.
Hopefully it goes better than when Kevin Costner started doing directing and he did Waterworld.
Ouch.
Postman Ride!
You'd love that movie.
Yeah, you do because Tom
Secretly.
Petty's in it.
Secretly.
Tom Petty was awesome.
Hey, listen, Rena, you're a big fan of these, but remember when Jimmy Kimmel does these little challenges out to his audience and he says, hey, I want you to...
Oh, yeah, he did it at Halloween, for example. That one blew up huge. He said... He's setting a challenge for parents. Mm-hmm. When the kids wake up after the day after Halloween, tell them that you ate all of their candy and leave some wrappers around, videotape it, send it into the show. We're going to air a bunch. And they did, and it was huge because it was very funny results.
Yeah, so I think I've got one. And there's something that I would like you guys to do over the weekend, over the course of the weekend, and then Monday we'll share some of the results. But pick one of your friends, like one of your friends that's just like hard as F.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So one of your friends, they're just like, dude, like, you know, man's man. Mm-hmm. Or, if you know, you got one of those girls that's just like emotionless, just stoic all the time.
Sure.
And just send them a text message and use an emoji, that little smiley face that's blowing a heart kiss. Just send that and nothing else and wait for their response. And then screenshot their response and then either email it to us or tweet it at us.
Yeah.
Because I think that could be very entertaining.
Most people will assume that you meant to send that to someone else. I know that. That happens all the time when I, you know, joke around with guys. Are like, did you mean to send this to me?
Or is
that
meant for your wife? What are the emojis? What? It's a kissy face?
Well, yeah, it's a smiley face that's blowing.
I think the pictures might be different between Apple and Samsung devices. I don't think I have like a kissy blowing.
I think you do. Check your emojis.
All right. Sorry. I usually just... There's a lot of emojis.
I wish there was an explanation under the emojis or something. Because some of them, I don't know what they mean.
Yeah, some of them, I'm like, what?
I know the thumbs up and the beer can. That's okay. My emojis.
Faces. We've got crying. No. Oh, yep.
See?
Yep. It's a wink with a heart.
Hey, that's the
right?
one.
Is that
yep.
the one?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's right at the bottom of the... Oh, they got so... I've never gone through all of these.
See? You got a lot of emojis.
Oh, my God.
Why is the guy wearing the cop hat? What's that supposed to mean?
When am I going to use the alien head?
Yeah, like, I don't... That's what I mean. There's so many of these that I... What,
oh, there's the poop one everyone uses.
you didn't know you had it?
No, I thought it was an iPhone thing. I honestly Whoa. Just picked the first smiley face in the list like, every time, which is the regular smiley face.
Oh, boy. You know what else? I don't
put much effort into
this. Oh, this is how you reply to text messages. I didn't know that. Wow.
Oh, if you hit your button, a keyboard comes up.
Holy.
Weird.
Philly and Wheeler sent me lots of texts over the last year.
What, did you guys know you could send messages to each other over your phone?
Okay. You guys use more happy faces than me. Well done.
Just saying. Anyways, yeah, so I think it could be funny. So yeah. It's like, Phil, pick one of your buddies on your hockey team and just send them that kissy
I'm
face.
From Transco to everybody that I know will be offended by the kissy face.
So if they respond, like don't do it maybe right away, but maybe at some point over the weekend randomly, maybe at like 3 o'clock in the morning, send one of those and just wait for the response and then screenshot it. Email it to us or tweet it at us or Facebook at us. And
this
we'll,
is fun. I'm going to send it to my truck driver brother. That's the first person.
Do it.
Because that will like blow his mind away.
He'll just
right
write you back. Love you too, bro. And you'll be like, oh,
highly
that's
unlikely.
Not funny.
Yeah. Highly unlikely. 7:10 now. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. We got an announcement. Another big show coming to town. We'll tell you about that coming up here in 10. Hang on. 92 City FM World Class Rock, 7:17, Friday morning. Kelly Butler coming down here in just a little bit. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena, good morning.
16 is the high for today with a mix of sun and cloud. We're at 2 degrees right now.
Because KB's coming in today, I get in a KB kind of mood, and I said to our security guard this morning, Mario, who does a wonderful job patrolling our parking lot, get out of my truck this morning, I'm like, hey, Mario, what's popping? Because KB always says that.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't pull it off at all, but no. I have fun saying it.
Sure.
Well, you should have seen the look on his face when I threw what's popping at him. That just did not compute.
What is popping? I can see you saying it like that.
Yeah.
What?
What's
nothing's popping.
What?
Siri sounds more gangster than you when she says it.
Right, yeah. Exactly, which is why it made no sense to poor Mario, but hey.
Hey, Rena.
Hi.
Please do not take this the wrong way, okay? Do not.
Oh, God. That's like
okay.
a Ricky Bobby.
So that's setting me up for an insult. Or
No. Not to you specifically, but you went and got your hair dyed. And it looks really nice. It's a big change from what you normally had. But one of the reasons, and Phil, tell me if I'm alone on this or if you kind of same thing. But I'm so used to seeing women.
Don't mix me into this talking about a woman's hair thing.
Well, yeah.
That's like the one thing you have to always lie about.
It looks
regardless.
Great. It doesn't matter.
No, it does. It looks nice. But Rita, I know this is going to sound really strange, but I think as a man, I am so used to seeing women with dyed hair. But it almost seems like it's on purpose now because you always see a woman's roots. Like you see their dyed hair and then you see what color the normal hair is. You just see roots. And women have accepted it as just being normal.
So are you wondering if that's a woman's way of saying, hey, this, just so you know, this isn't my real color?
No, it's a trend right now. It's called ombre. Getting your hair done like that. People
guys,
get
damn
that
it,
done.
Really?
Ombre. Yeah, no, that's funny because my...
Sounds like
my friend
cool.
Cassie.
That's just like working out one arm though the entire time going, look at this big muscle, and then that, like not working out the left one.
Ombre
well,
sounds
it's just,
like
and it's just easier maintenance because usually you'd kind of like dye the top your natural color so when it does grow out, it doesn't look outgrown or whatever. It's just kind of it's been a trend for the last year or two now, just getting your hair to fade colors.
See,
I think it looks nice.
You can understand that, you know, when I don't know, Phil, I don't want to lump you in here. But if you're feeling the same way as I am, like when I see you like with one full head of one color, it's just kind of wow. Like I'm used to seeing, you know, roots and what it's strange.
Yeah, I had some poor hair maintenance. I'm a little lazy when it comes to, you know, keeping up with it all the time. That's why when I get it done, it always looks so dramatic at first because you're used to seeing dark underneath here.
Yeah, yeah.
Or light
now,
brown anyway.
Now, is that
anyway.
The blonde you had when you first came to Winnipeg?
Your trashy Alberta blonde?
Well, I actually requested silver.
Okay.
Huh? I wanted like a white silver mixture because I was thought it would be also funny for the Jets white out, and that's the plan was to show up with like super white silver hair and be like, woo. Mm-hmm. But then my hair, everyone's hair is different, kind of takes dye differently and whatnot.
Right.
So it's a little bit more like bleach blonde than it is the silver in it, but whatever, I still like it. I've been blonde most of my life. I was actually born with like white blonde hair, and when I turned 23, it started turning like darker brown, and now it's brown, and I'm denying it, dying over it with blonde, going, no, I'm still blonde.
Well, that's one one thing that blows me away about women and their hair. Like, for instance, you said, I went in, I wanted something like a silver white, ended up being blonde, but I really like it. Like, if a guy went in to get his vehicle detailed or to get it, you know, painted, and they're like, hey, dude, I really want like a bumblebee yellow on my old Camaro. And then you go back and they're like, hey, it came out more of like an apple red. You're like, yeah, cool, I still like it. We'd be like, no, this is not what I asked for. But women in their hair, they're just kind of like, oh, well.
I think there's a lot of women like that who would say something to the, you know, at the hair salon if they weren't happy. If I hated it, I probably would have been like, you need to fix this or do something about it. I'm not going on TV with stupid hair, but I like it.
Right.
I've had my hair this blonde before. I know it's very...
It is. It's very... Yes. I mean, listen, for the most part, if my wife goes and gets like, you know, five, you know, or centimeters, whatever, taken off the back, I don't notice. I just don't. I know I'm a man. I don't notice haircuts. I'm sorry, but that was drastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. I like doing... I don't know.
A woman could wake up, my wife could come home from the salon with, like...
One eyebrow.
With extensions that are snakes, and I'd be like, it looks great, honey. I only have one goddamn answer when it comes to this. That's why I'm...
Philly and I have the same hairdresser, and when I left, she's like, I bet you any money, Philly's not even going to notice tomorrow. I'm like, no, they probably won't.
I noticed. It was hard not to, but it looks good. Yeah, well, no, it's very blonde, you know, but it looks good.
All right, we're just digging. We're going to stop now. We're digging. Like, we said what we needed to say. We'll just move on from here.
Ooh.
We came out of here unscathed. I'm very impressed with us. 722. Oh, by the way, let's mention this real quick. WWE coming back to town.
Oh, that's right. Yes, yes.
We're going to have Beat the Box Office tickets all next week, but WWE World Wrestling Entertainment coming back to MTS Center. I think this is actually going to be one of the final shows at MTS Center before they turn down the lights and put the new score clock in.
July 4th.
Yeah.
July 4th. Tickets go until May 9th.
There you go. So, so next...
Next week, next Friday.
Okay. Is that right? Okay, there you go. We'll Beat the Box Office all next week here with...
No, wait, I lied. In 2 weeks. You got 2 weeks.
So we have 2 weeks of Beat the Box Office?
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if we have 2 weeks. I know that next week we'll have Beat the Box Office.
Next week, Beat the Box Office for WWE. There's an incentive to tune in. 722 News, Weather, Sports, next.
The Scoop with Rena J. Brought to you by Enns Brothers.
Get up to $2,400 in rebates or a 3-year extended warranty during the Can-Am Ready to Ride event. See dealer for details.
Opening movies at the box office this weekend. Not a heck of a lot. This one's called The Water Diviner, starring Russell Crowe. Basically, he's traveling to Turkey to look for his 3 missing kids. It's kind of the plot.
What?
Yeah.
They're missing from the war, though. Some kind of a war, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, from what I understood, this movie had a lot to do with the people that died in the war that didn't have proper burials and things like that. I don't know. It sounds very...
It got really good. The critics gave it really good reviews.
Oh, yeah. So, the trailer looks pretty heavy. Like, I put the trailer in the Morning Wood, and it looks all right in the trailer. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And Kurt Cobain's Montage of Heck opens up this weekend. The documentary on his life. His daughter, Frances Bean, was one of the producers on it, so should be interesting. There's going to be a lot of unreleased material and that kind of stuff in there.
There's always, I guarantee you, like another 5 years from now, more unreleased material. It's like, well, why didn't you just use that in this documentary? No? Yeah. I still got to leave a little bit.
Got to leave another movie open. Right. So is that in regular theaters, or that'll be like limited release, probably?
Probably limited release, I'd assume. But, I don't know.
I'll see the DVD.
Absolutely. Yeah. Did you guys ever watch Everybody Loves Raymond?
I wasn't glued to it, but I saw the odd episode enough to know who was who.
Familiar with the show,
Do you remember that his kids on the show, he had two twin boys?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. I used to watch the show, and they have two twin boys who were little at the time. Now they're 19 years old, and one of them committed suicide yesterday. So,
were they actual twins in real life?
Yeah, they were twins in real life. Yeah, and actually the daughter on the show, the producers, they cast all the kids were from the same family of kids.
Oh.
So all the siblings were all on the show with Ray That's Romano awful. And everything, and one of the twins committed suicide at only 19 years old.
Wow.
Very sad. Paul McCartney, he does all right for himself. London's Sunday Times reports that McCartney and his wife top the list of Britain's richest musicians with a fortune of $1.1 billion.
Makes sense.
He's rich. Andrew Lloyd Webber is second with $976 million, followed by U2, Elton John, and Mick Jagger. The list also had Britain's richest musicians under 30, and Adele tops that list with a fortune of $75 million. And the One Direction kids there, they make $37.5 million each.
What?
That's what they're worth. each.
I would just live off the interest of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible.
Yeah, pretty crazy. The collaboration between Netflix and Adam Sandler was supposed to produce laughs, but so far just controversy. There was a huge set walkout yesterday. A group of Native American actors left the set of Adam Sandler's movie upset over what they say was a script that featured stereotypical comedy, offensive names, and demeaning references to Indian religious practices. One actor said he and the eight others who quit, the movie's called The Ridiculous Six. Producers were ignoring their complaints, and that's why they walked off. Netflix is defending Sandler's work, saying the movie is called The Ridiculous Six because it's supposed to be ridiculous. The network describes the movie as a broad satire of Western movies and the stereotypes that they popularized. Starring in this movie, Steve Buscemi, Dan Aykroyd, John Lovitz, Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice?
Yep.
You know what I find offensive?
I could have just painted that failure right from the get-go.
I find all of Adam Sandler's work the past 10 years offensive.
Agreed, yeah.
Yeah. But Netflix is sticking behind him for this one, so it looks like they're just going to hire new actors and not really alter the script. The Avengers movie, this is funny. Chris Evans and Jeremy Renner were asked in an interview about the love life of the only female Avenger, the Black Widow, played by Scarlett Johansson.
I saw this interview.
And they described the character in some graphic terms, kind of suggesting that she sleeps around.
Well, basically,
and now they've had to issue apologies because all these comic book nerds are mad.
I was thinking about airing the clip yesterday because I saw it yesterday morning, but they go, you know, Black Widow, you know, she's a, you know, with you, this guy and this guy, and Jeremy Renner goes, yeah, she's a slut. And then Chris Evans goes, oh, I was going to say something for this whore. Yeah. And they're laughing about it, right? It was jocular and whatnot, but I mean, in the grand scheme, it's a comic character. They didn't say that about Scarlett Johansson. Come on.
It's a joke. They weren't talking about Scarlett specifically.
Exactly.
It was just the character.
The character doesn't even exist. She's not even real.
I did feel like there was some tension between her and Hulk in the movie, like ScarJo's character in Hulk.
Well, Bruce Banner?
Not Bruce Banner, the Hulk.
Like the green guy?
The green guy, yeah. Wow. There's a vibe there.
Maybe it's in the bonus footage.
Yeah. They're making out.
Remember when I was telling you that David Letterman doesn't, his last show, he wants to keep it pretty simple, nothing too crazy.
Not CBS.
Yes, well, CBS has decided that they are going to give him a 90-minute primetime tribute show, farewell send-off type show.
That's fair.
Yeah, and actually Ray Romano is going to be hosting the show. It airs Monday, May 4th, and Letterman's final show on CBS will be May 20th.
Very fitting.
Yeah,
I couldn't agree more.
He's done over 6,000 late-night shows over 33 years on CBS, and before that he was with NBC. And finally, Mayweather and Pacquiao, the fight tickets went on sale yesterday. How fast do you think they sold out?
Oh, minutes.
60 seconds, and they were all gone.
Wow.
All of them. And the average ticket price was $7,500 a seat.
People yeah, I mean, you look at the first 10 rows of any major boxing
it's all the big
event,
10.
And it's like, wow, there's it's all super rich people.
You know what? It's literally no different than if you go back to the Roman Colosseums, all the rich people were up on the balconies and they had the front row view to watch the slaughter. It's the same.
I love playing that game. Those big fights. Oh, there's Magic Johnson right in the front row.
Oh, there's Will Smith.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Mike Tyson. Oh, there's the president.
That's the scoop.
City traffic.
You don't think he'd go to the fight?
That might be too big of a public arena for him, right? Because then he'd have to have 10, 20 Secret Service surrounding him. That's a lot of tickets.
Well, remember we were talking about Harper when he was at the Jets game. Like, I guarantee you there were snipers all through the catwalks at MTS Center.
Yeah.
And he had detailed security probably down.
It's interesting how they would do that because you'd think you'd want CSIS. CSIS are the people who... You think they'd want them like two rows in and around Harper.
Probably were. Yeah. Probably were.
But those tickets aren't available, right?
They're always available.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Mark Chipman goes, that seat's now available.
So you get your tickets taken away because the Harp's coming?
Yeah, maybe get moved.
Boy, I don't know.
I guarantee you they have contingency plans for a section of tickets that maybe gets...
VIP wants to come.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, can't wait for mid-September AC/DC at the Broken Down Stadium. Yeah.
8:09 now. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena on a Friday. Yeah.
16 is the high for today. We're at 2 right now.
Coming up here in about 20 minutes or so, Kelly Butler in the studio.
10 minutes, let's do those truth tickets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Super Spike.
Stand by for those. Right now, though.
Now the Bone Phone.
Brought to you by Duraco Windows.
Built tough in Winnipeg for Winnipeg weather.
Call or click on Duraco.ca for details.
Can we start calling it that? Can we start calling the stadium Broke Down Palace?
No way.
Why?
Because I'm a glass half full kind of guy. That stadium's still gorgeous.
Sure
it's got
is.
Some problems. You know what? You read about new stadiums all the time, all over North America, that have their difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a ideal situation? No. But is it not still gorgeous?
It's beautiful.
I don't go there and go, wow, a broken down stadium.
Every time I drive on Bishop Granite, I always peek over the tree.
And when you're driving up through it.
Oh, it's intimidating driving up to that thing. Yeah.
Okay, this first call here is going to piss off smokers. So I warned you. I know it is. Right? Because smokers, you know, there was a time when they could smoke anywhere they want. In fact, it was encouraged almost in the office, wherever.
Remember airplanes? Remember smoking section on an airplane?
In a restaurant?
It's like having a peeing section in a pool. I'll take pee on the side, please.
Or going to the bar and you'd come home and you have to wash. You reek like smoke.
You're down at the front door.
Or your house would smell like smoke from the clothes. Okay, but this is a sort of complaint I haven't heard before.
So nice out and beautiful. It's already bad enough just stuck driving down Route 90 and whatnot. But, nothing just irks me more than following someone who's a smoker and just smelling all that awful coming in through my window. It's just, you know, I want to enjoy the fresh air too, but not when it's following some smoke. It's just awful.
Oh, muffin.
I knew. I was waiting for it. Yeah.
Well, you're complaining about the air while you're driving. You could say that about driving by a factory. You could say that driving by a manure plant.
Roll up your windows, you pussy.
Roll your window up, buddy.
I do love the cigarette butt that comes flying out. That's awesome.
Stop doing the people that do the old flick.
Lands on your windshield.
Come on.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
We're complaining about the smoke. That's just a little silly.
Okay. This is one comment about the Jets being eliminated I haven't heard.
Do you know how lucky we are that we didn't beat the Ducks in the first round? Because another Western series of 9 o'clock games, I think we'd have the baggiest eyes in Canada. Bye.
Well, who would we have had to have played next? We would have had to play the winner of the
Calgary.
Calgary,
Vancouver. It's all bracketology now. So you're in a bracket. We already know we would have got the winner of the Flames, Canucks.
Right.
Yeah,
I would have taken it.
Yeah,
I don't care. I would have stayed up for a 10:30 game if the Jets were in the second round.
There isn't a Winnipegger out there going, oh, man, that staying up late sucked.
Thank God. I could have been early now.
Okay, and this happens all the time on this program. There'll be the strangest topic will take off, and we'll get calls and comments and calls. Wheeler, what do you think we have a bunch of calls on this morning?
Traffic?
No, the peeing in the toilet when there's already pee in there.
Gross. Why are we still talking about it? It's so yucky.
It makes Rita's skin crawl.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
but we have some calls.
In my house, we got kids, like newborn and whatnot, and a daughter, 19 months. And so we don't flush the toilet at night. You know, first thing in the morning, it's a little surprise. I like to crack open the top and just take a good smell of the mixture of the wife and me there. Yeah, that's every morning.
It's true, because in my house, the bathroom's right beside the 1.5-year-old's room. So You don't want to wake up a baby, right? So you don't flush in the middle of the night. I'd rather a bunch of pee in the toilet than waking up the baby in the middle of the night. And it looks interesting in the morning, so I do agree with that guy. Yeah.
Hey, Rita, learn how to piss standing up.
Valid. That'll solve all your problems.
I can pee standing up. Whatever. If I got to go when I'm camping, I'd rather go outside.
You're
going to
run down the side of your leg?
Well, no, you have a squat position.
That's not standing up. That's squatting.
Well, I'm still standing upright on my two feet. I'm not leaning or touching anything.
That's squatting.
I'm still standing.
Didn't they make something for a woman they can strap to themselves and pee like a man?
There's tons of weird devices if you're on a boat and stuff, how you could pee.
I'm on a boat. Yeah. And this guy solves the problem. I think this is right here.
I don't like peeing on other people's pee either. Not because I think it's gross. Because I'm scared I might create some hybrid mutant piss monster that's going to come out of the bowl, start pissing on me all over, and cause some havoc up and down Main Street. That's the kind of shit I worry about.
Valid concern.
The hybrid piss monster.
That's the last thing that I want to see running around downtown.
That's it. Yeah.
92 City FM World Class Rock, 8:23. Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rena. Let's give away some Trues tickets after Rena does weather.
16 is the high for today with a mix of sun and cloud. We're at 3 degrees right now.
Trues headlining Super Spike, which is one of the premier events of the summer in Manitoba.
I agree.
Jam-packed with beautiful people.
They got to make it bigger. Greg Sessionick, if you're watching, he's one of the organizers. I know... make it bigger. You've been making it bigger every year, but you sell this thing out every year. I mean, I think we gotta start making it like because people are coming in from out of town for this now.
But I think that's the beauty of it. The complex they have it at is Maple Grove.
Maple Grove Rugby Park.
Great facility.
Huge, yeah, and like. It's so big now. It's if you lose who you're with, good luck.
Yeah.
It's crazy, crazy now. Yeah.
It's an awesome tournament.
Every year just gets bigger and bigger.
And look, I hate volleyball.
Always had great weather.
But I love this tournament.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of costumes, a lot of partying, a lot of games,
I did a video.
Girls in bikinis.
I did a video there a few years ago. Yes, Rena. Yes, check to everything Rena just said. I did a video there a few years ago, mm-hmm. and I'd love to get my paws on it because it was.
Contact Neil.
Neil? Yeah. I want to get, because it was a lot of fun making that video.
He's probably still got it.
Yeah.
All right, 780 City, CITI 2484. Your chance to win truth tickets. Rena's got a trivia question. Philly and I are available for lifelines. Go ahead, Rena.
One out of three single men lie about doing this more than anything else.
What's there's it? A few obvious guesses there.
Yep.
780 City, 780 2484. Go ahead.
Philly.
Working out.
Nope.
What?
Good guess.
All those years I used to leave the free weights lying around when I bring a girl over?
I honestly think that stat would be higher.
Yeah. I forgot to put the weights away again.
One out of three single men lie about doing this.
Hello.
Wheeler.
Calling their mothers.
No.
Girls don't really want a mama's boy, do they?
No.
Let's go for Wheeler.
About working on their vehicle.
No.
Honest babe.
One out of three single men lie.
Red dragon.
One out of three single men lie about doing this more than anything else.
Hello.
Billy.
Well, tell me, is being handy kind of working on your vehicle, or is not really? No. Right. I can build a deck.
No.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
Go ahead.
Wheeler.
They lie about how many women they date.
No.
Oh, yeah, that one.
No, you're the only girl I'm seeing right now. Totally, but I'm busy for the next three nights. Don't call me. Call you Sunday.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Philly.
How many partners they've had in the past? Sexual partners?
Nope, nothing to do with sex. It's something that you'd say to try and impress the ladies.
Well, so you're looking to impress them at this point?
Yeah.
Oh, dick size.
No.
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 You can't lie about that. There's a solid chance she's gonna, you know, if you
well,
play.
Well, yeah,
cards,
but by
right?
the time you get there, it's too late to go back. It's like, listen, you're here, so
oh,
I lied.
Never too late. We love going back.
Hello.
Hey, Wheeler.
They lie about their vehicle.
No.
Oh, I gotta.
It's something that a lot of women find extremely irresistible. So a lot of dudes lie that. About this.
I think I have a guess.
I think so too, yeah. Go ahead.
I know how to play the guitar.
That's correct.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I was going to say job.
I was going to say education. Like Mike Ross in Suits when he was...
One out of three single men say they can play the guitar and they actually can't. They just say it to pick up chicks.
Again, you're going to get busted there, though. Like you're sitting around a fire. Oh, Greg, why don't you get your guitar? You said you're great. You can play Stairway to Heaven.
I'm better at acapella.
My fingers are sore. Veneers,
All right, hang on the line. We'll grab some details from you. You officially have Trues tickets, 826 News, Weather, Sports, and then KB coming up after that. Hang on.
He's loud.
I like loud.
And he enjoys cooking.
And it is delicious.
Yes, it is.
Here's ex-bomber Kelly Butler
with Wheeler in the Morning on 92 City FM.
Let's go.
We missed you, man.
I missed you too, guys.
That's a great picture we put on the TV of you, by the way, with your old bomber helmet on, like giving the
Made me feel important and stuff like that. Yeah. Speaking of the bombers, I was out with Andre Douglas last night. We went to dinner, and as guys, your ego can get you in trouble. So we're ordering food.
Did you guys go to Pizza Hotline?
No, we didn't. I mean, he's got a he's got a deal there. Andre's a phenomenal skater, but so we go get some East Indian food, and you know, just
where'd you go?
Went to Clay Oven.
Which one? The one in Inkster? The one in the Ball Diamond?
Or? One on Kinniston.
Oh, nice.
So it's delicious. So we were out there eating, and I love East Indian food. Love it. Mm-hmm. And so Andre orders, and the waiter says, do you want something medium, mild, or hot, like the flavor-wise? And he says, medium or mild. And then I order, I want some hot.
Yeah.
And then Andre, you know, your ego gets in the way because you can't get one up. And he's like, I want mine hot. So the waiter looks at him, he's like, are you sure? And he's like, you know, it's medium, it's hot. And then Andre's like, no, I want it hot. So the waiter asks him three times.
Oh, boy.
And then you know how somebody looks at you and says, you know what, that's not a good idea. Like, that guy can fight. And then he's like, well, I know karate, and you get knocked out. You know, you got to be careful. So food comes, and Andre takes a first bite. He's like, uh-oh. I'm like, what happens? I've been to a pepper. I'm like, all right, you know. Within 3 minutes, Wheels, his face is sweating.
Oh, no.
His head is on fire.
And he knows.
He's just everything, and he's just looking. And I'm talking to him like this. He's like, I can't hear you because my face feels like it's swollen. And the waiter comes back. He's like, he's looking at him. So he's like, you want some yogurt or something? So finally, Andre, it fixes the problem, but it's just you have to be careful.
Guys always want to do that, right? Why give me the hottest thing on the menu. Give me the biggest thing on the menu.
Yeah, yeah.
Jumbo beer. Yes, I'll do all the shooters.
Yeah, yeah.
Because somebody challenges you to something stupid, then you regret it. So we work out this morning, and he's farting and smelling like butter chicken and yogurt. So it's just, you just got to be careful with the challenge.
Well, how did you do?
Of course, KB.
Yeah.
Obviously, right?
Don't be careful about nothing.
You tell the story, you make yourself sound good in the story. Right. Like,
probably you were the one that couldn't handle the hot.
No, I mean, my stomach started acting about on the way home. I had to make a stop, but it was delicious. And the waiter just started laughing. He's like, you're not the first time. Like, we kind of it happens to multiple customers.
It's like anything else. You got to build up a tolerance for it.
You got to be careful. You got to, take advice. I mean, I've seen people just kind of, do more than they can, try and put some more weight on the weight on the bar. And
right. Can you spot me?
And they spot them, and they put too much on there, and then it just, as quick as they pick it up, it puts it back on their chest.
Mm. Are you like a sriracha guy? Do you put sriracha on everything, or hot sauce, or Frank's, or Tabasco? Like, what's your flavor?
Sriracha right now. I love it. Like, my taste buds have matured, I would say. So, like, now I love everything.
It used to be always Frank's, and then I moved to sriracha.
Sriracha came through with something new, and it's just like, yes. Like, my hat is tipped off. I kind of gave him a salute, like, thank you, sriracha, because it's...
There's one that I'm really loving right now. I'm going to say it wrong, but it's like chakula or chiquila, and it's got the wood
yeah,
top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's right out of the old Mexican lady, kind of Mexican Virgin Jemima. That stuff is fantastic.
Have you tried sriracha popcorn?
No, you keep telling me, but
no,
I tried the sriracha chips. The sriracha chips are really good.
Popcorn?
Damn. No, so why can't you just squeeze it on top? I guess that would make it soggy. It
comes in a big sriracha red bag, man.
Spicy is where it's at, but if you're not ready for that, be careful.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Be careful. Have some milk or yogurt around, because you got to go out there.
I'm glad a lot of people think that, oh my God, I need water. No, water just makes it hot everywhere. Getting some dairy-based products is what neutralizes it.
Is it Dumb and Dumber where they're pouring the ketchup in there?
It's one of my favorite scenes. All right, we'll take a quick break. 8:41, more with Kelly Butler coming up in 5. Okay, Phil. I'm gonna ask it.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
Can't believe I'm gonna do this, but I'm gonna ask.
Me?
No, him.
Oh, just starting. My palms are getting sweaty there.
Oh man.
KB.
Yeah.
You played a lot of professional sports.
100%.
You played in a lot of big college stadiums.
Yeah.
You've been here for 6 years now. 7 years? 8 years? How long have you been here?
Six, I think.
6 years?
I think.
So you were here for the return of the Jets.
Yes.
You've seen the excitement and everything.
It's unbelievable.
But in all your years of professional sports, had you seen anything like this city when the Jets made the playoffs?
Oh, yeah. This is the mandatory question of anybody from outside of Winnipeg.
This question has to be asked.
Right. Like, so how about the crowd?
Yeah.
I mean,
we didn't want to ask you, but we have to.
We have to.
I mean, I understand that. It's awesome. I mean, the city goes out there and gets behind their fans. I mean, because behind their team quickly, and they want a winner. They want to go out there and support.
Did you get wrapped up in? Did you get wrapped up in the whole whiteout thing? And,
No. I mean, I'm happy for the city, but I'm not a hockey fan. I'm a fan of what it's about. I'm a fan of what it means to go out there and compete. And it's a learning experience. We have a young team, and they have something to build on.
Talk about the crowd, though. How awesome was the crowd?
How was the crowd? Was it the greatest crowd you've ever seen?
I'd like to have someone answer negatively to that.
I mean, you don't want to be negative, but I played in front of 100,000 people. You know, I've seen the culture in the in Big Ten and football wise. I've seen some intimidating.
You played in the Big House, right?
The Big House is overrated. I mean, Nittany Lions, when they go wow, that, and there's 100,000 people. It's like a whiteout, but on steroids.
Wow.
So just imagine how many does the MTS hold?
15,005.
All right, so how about 115 doing that same thing? All right, and having people the size of Dustin Byfuglien look small to the size of LeVar Arrington. And so it's good. I mean, it was a great atmosphere, but
He's seen better.
Are you saying we are not the best fans? Are you going out and saying we are not the best fans ever?
See, I like how you try to manipulate my words to make it sound like that. We are the best bands when it comes to, you know.
I'm returning my car. That's it.
Jesus. Oh, my goodness. No, it was good. I mean, but the fans are funny acting because they'll go out there and cheer you. Then tomorrow they'll boo you. So, like, they say, wow, we made it to the playoffs. You guys suck because you lost in four. I'm like, thank you. I don't know what to say to that. So I'm excited for the season. But now that I'm glad that hockey's done with, and I'm excited about the Bombers now. So that's the best fans in the, you know.
But what about at ice level? Do you think it would have been intimidating?
I didn't go to the game. I don't know what
you watch it on TV? Did you watch it on TV?
I don't have cable. I don't
How loud did it look like it would have been intimidating?
Yeah.
Like, was it the greatest?
Like, if
crowd?
You were out there on skates, were you been afraid?
On a loud scale,
the hell's wrong with y'all, man? What the hell is wrong with y'all two right now? Yeah, look, you know, I don't know hockey, and I wasn't at the game, and I was out of town.
We're waiting for the answer we want.
I don't know. Jesus.
Kelly Butler, every Friday here at 8:30. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly.
The 92 City FM NHL Playoff Report. Brought to you by Enns Brothers.
All right, a big game tomorrow night. I'm looking forward to tomorrow night's game. Calgary and Vancouver, that's the one that's on my docket.
The all-Canadian matchup tomorrow night. And, well, we get excited for these because we can stay up, you know, finally and watch some hockey, which is refreshing for us. And then tonight, though, there's three games as well, if you're interested. Mm. We've got Minnesota-St. Louis at 8:30. That's a good series. I'll leave it at 2. Ottawa-Montreal, Bell Center, Habs up 3-1. And Pittsburgh and the Rangers, with the Rangers up 3-1, they can move on.
I'm sorry, what was that, KB?
Was that about the crowd?
Yeah, no, you bullied me. That's bullying right there.
I didn't know they were bullies years ago.
Yeah, but why? Somebody was supposed to stick up for me. Nobody came to my
Hey, you take a shot at our Jets. We'll take you down.
I didn't take a shot at the Jets.
We'll take you down.
You hate the crowd.
Yeah, I hate the Jets now. Kelly hates hockey.
Worst fan.
I'm
going
to get hockey pucks thrown in my face.
Kelly hates puppies, too, I heard.
Stories we missed.
Brought to you by Chateau Roofing and Siding. Residential or commercial, Chateau Roofing has you covered. Quality work at a reasonable cost. Call Chateau Roofing today, 204-989-5555.
All right, so the Star Wars trailer online has like 43 or 45 million views in like less than a week. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But the big thing now is that, and like many other things that go viral, people like posting up their reactions to it. So they'll say, okay, I'm going to watch the Star Wars trailer for the first time.
Yeah.
And so, oh, they shed tears and stuff or whatever. They get all excited. We actually aired a little bit of it last week of this this Catholic priest who lost his mind watching it last week.
Right.
But now people are starting to get really creative and they're taking scenes from movies. Like, Rena, you watched the movie Interstellar with Matthew McConaughey?
I did.
You know the scene where he's talking to his family back on Earth and he's getting all choked up and emotional?
Mm-hmm.
They used that as if he was watching the Star Wars trailer.
Oh, yeah.
So people are getting creative, cutting these up. They're very funny. Yeah. Very mm-hmm. funny if you want to go check those out.
Okay, Phil Jackson. I love when this kind of stuff happens during the NHL playoffs. Probably the greatest NBA coach of all time. And now he's the president of the New York Knicks. Well, he tweets out last night that how much fun is this Blackhawk Predator game? And this isn't the first time he really likes hockey.
Sure.
He watches and tweets about it all the time. So the next, and I love the reaction of people on Twitter when someone...
Just trolls, right?
Just troll. So the next comment, hey, dickhead, you know the NBA playoffs are on, eh? Shouldn't you be checking those out? And then after that, hey, Phil, the NBA playoffs are on, you know. Shouldn't you be... The first 15 comments, shouldn't you be watching the NBA playoffs?
Listen, this is cool. He grew up in just south of Saskatchewan, but he used to drive up to Regina all the time and watch Rough Rider games.
Phil Jackson. He's just a super interesting guy.
I got a lot of time for
his comments on anything.
Furious 8 is a go. Most people, you know, I mean, you're not surprised to hear that because Furious 7, the Fast and the Furious movie there, the last one with Paul Walker, has now pulled in more than $1.5 billion worldwide. Oof. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's the seventh highest grossing movie of all time. It was beat by Avatar, Titanic, and Avengers. So,
wow.
Those are the top ones.
That is baffling to me. It is baffling for the seventh installment in a series. And then listen, I know Star Wars is about to do its seventh installment, but for a movie that is very tunnel visioned like that.
As sad as it is, Paul Walker made these people very rich by dying. The point of my story was Furious 8, they've got a release date for it already. April 14th, 2017. You'll see the next Fast and the Furious movie. Jesus. No word on when it'll end.
And there's a full-length trailer out right now, and it has Paul Walker.
Carter in.
Oh, yeah. God. Amazing.
Do we know how the other movies did? Like, is this par for the course? Or
no.
Did this shatter them all?
This shattered
the other ones, but they always did really well.
They did well, but I think this one had made more than the other six combined.
Yeah. The other ones always were, like, number one in the box office for, like, the first week but...
Yeah. The only part I don't get is I barely knew who Paul Walker was before he passed away. I know that sucks, but I'm not a Fast and Furious guy. So he passes away, and now everybody on Earth had to go see this because he...
Well, I guess even Drew Kozub, who works with us, he said that the movie was an 8.5 out of 10, but the ending, the way they wrapped it up, was an 11 out of 10. He said it was an amazing tribute, and I think that's what really kind of sold the movie.
Okay. Good for that movie.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. All right.
Everybody give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily or listen live weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.